Welcome to Positivitini.
Messages of hope, support, and inspiration.
In 10 minutes or less.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Erica Ishii.
I'm Amy Dallin.
You know, for a long time, like, somebody would, like, when I would do, like, a meet and greet or something, and somebody would say, like, that they were very nervous or something, and I would always, like, make an off-the-cuff joke, like, well, don't, I'm a goofball, don't worry about me. And the thing is, like, what I began to kind of understand is, yes, to me, I am. It is, like, it is still, on some level, weird that someone would be nervous around me, because I... One, I'm also a big ball of social anxiety who's nervous around people, and I'm a goober, right? But at the same time, for that person, it's not really necessarily about me, but what my work is meant to them and how important what I do is and what it means that I'm there and all of that stuff. And, like, that matters to them. And I think that if as a creator, as anybody who has any kind of audience, if, like, you take that for granted, if you don't appreciate how important that is, I think you're not treating your audience with the respect they deserve. It's something I see a lot of people, like, that look at their audiences like dollar signs, and I don't know,
I've been so lucky to not move in spaces where I see a lot of that.
Yeah,
like I was about to say, our folks, they are just so intensely grateful and loving. So
yeah,
but I believe fully that it's out there. Like the version of it that makes sense to me that I can understand is that, like, especially like artists may have to, like, because there's, you know, big pluses and some minuses that come with sort of like Travis, you're absolutely right that, like, the truth is you do have a responsibility not to let those people down, and everybody knows it. And it might be occasionally, like, I can get why there are folks who sort of find it necessary to temporarily for themselves pretend that, like, millions of people are not depending on what they do this morning in order to, like, function as a human being, you know?
Yes.
And I'm sort of like, I fully defend your right to remind yourself that you are just a human and do not, in fact, owe things to all those people. But the truth is, if you go out and murder someone, you did let them down, and also you're a murderer.
Right.
Like, right. You know, it's one of those, like, there is some... I feel like I can't remember this quote very well. I remember reading something that that the musician Amanda Palmer said a while back that was talking about relationships with people who listen to her music, and it was something to do with like that she sort of said what I tell people when I meet them is when, you know, like, to deal with this weird contradiction that to make something and put it out in the world and have someone else react to it, like, means that you both do and don't have a relationship with the listener.
It's so true.
And what she said, something along the lines of that, and I don't know whether this holds up or she's changed over time, but, like, I remember reading her saying something along the lines of, when she meets a fan, she says, you know, we do have a relationship. It is not the same on both sides, because you know more about me than I know about you, but it is absolutely true that we are connected by this experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is something uneven there. It doesn't look the same on both sides, but there is an absolutely real, like, shared experience element to that is sort of precious and valuable. And that sort of the it's asymmetrical, but it is very real in that sense. And I don't know, that's something I have occasionally returned to in thinking about it, because there are incredible, deliriously great positives to being able to put something out in the world and have it reach people. And also there are stuff that comes with that occasionally, you know, folks on the other end, just like we all do, misunderstand that relationship, which I relate to. I want to be best friends with an internet stranger right now, because I just read about the astronomer defending Dr. Katie Bowman in the wake of the black hole stuff. He's on her team, and he loves musicals and Ursula Le Guin, and he's a gay astronomer, and I want to, you know, friend marry him. And I'm so I get it. He has no idea who I am.
I've been watching. Well, I've been watching Supernatural, and I do want to be best friends with, like, a bunch of people on the show. You know, it happens.
Yeah, as I've said before in this, when you see somebody doing something they're passionate about or being good at something, you sometimes form an attachment. You fall, yeah. I fall a little bit in love, and that happens, you know, on the internet or through, you know, watching people's work or listening to people's work. And, you know, yeah, it's, I guess it's just important to remember that there is a relationship. There is a bond there, a tether. And, we have to be respectful of what that is and what that means to people.
Yeah.
But don't be telling friends, I'm going to come find you, because it's just not okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But respect for boundaries too, I suppose.
Yeah. But you're right, because that Amanda Palmer quote makes me think about something I think about all the time, which is like, as someone with fans, I owe them something, but as a fan of someone, they owe me nothing. You know, like, both of those things are simultaneously true.
Yeah.
You know, it's mm-hmm. like, the people I am fans of, they don't really owe me anything for being a fan of them. Like, I don't want to, like, you know, say, like, you I've listened to your stuff for years, so you need to do this thing, right? But
right.
at the same time, if someone's listened to my stuff for years, I do want to do the thing that makes
I know happy. It's this contradiction. We hold ourselves to these standards.
Just have to let them be both true at once and somehow proceed.
Thank you for joining us.
Tune in again every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Until then, take care of yourselves.